Hello? Hello?
Hey, Carol, this is Joey. Sorry about that.
No problem. I'm like, I hung up on Proponent because I got a computer. Phone number you gave me gives me a computer. So I have another number to try. But in the meantime, I hear this phone, you know, Angela's phone is off. I'm like, oh my God, I lost
it. Yeah, it was weird. I think that was my phone system. It says that maybe because I pressed the button here on my side, so I was like, uh-oh, let me call her back so she doesn't think I just left her.
Yeah, okay. I'm still working on this, so hold on again.
Yeah. Yep, no problem. I'll be on here. I'll just be muted. If you need me, just
yell.
Thank you. No problem.
Vinny, you sound I have another cord I could put. Because I have another cord to put it on.
Hey, Joe.
Yep, I'm here.
I'm going to give you a credit card number. I don't know if this one's going to go through because I don't know what my balance is, but just until I get this stupid thing straightened out.
Oh, man. Okay. That's no problem. Yeah, let me see if I can switch this up here for you guys. Once you guys get it fixed, you guys can change it back to whatever, like a different card.
That would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry. Oh,
no, I'm
thanks.
Sorry. This may work. It may not. I don't know.
That's okay. Let's see. Is the address the same? And is it your name on the card?
Everything's the same, Carol.
Okay.
Carol A. Drummond. Same address.
All right. And is it a Visa?
This is a what? Is this?
Visa, debit, or Discover.
It's,
Master.
What's the two circles?
I think MasterCard.
It's a MasterCard then. Usually it says it someplace on I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Usually it has the like the little holographic like yellow circle or I forgot
yellow
what it's called. Okay, yeah. I think that's MasterCard, yep. Okay.
Okay.
All
right. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0595-7410 mm-hmm. 9642 expiration is 0126 and the magic number is 222.
All right, so 0126 and the magic number was 2222?
222, that's it.
222. Two is actually my favorite number, so... Yeah, so, and all twos is good in my book. So, all right, let's try.
try that one. Now, you're just billing for the one for the first month, right?
It's literally $1.99 on the dot.
Okay, it should go through. I hope.
All right, let's see what happens here. All right. Well, so good news is that it did go through. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Wow, what a hassle with the bank. I mean, you know, it probably happens to us maybe, well, to me personally, it probably happens like once or twice a month. And when it does, it's always the bank thinking that you like somebody stole your credit card. Now they're in California. Now they're trying to charge for something in Cali and they're like, oh, this is suspicious. Yeah, so.
I'm laughing about it because actually this is a brand new debit card because someone did use my number to do some kind of dating.
Oh my goodness.
Her date, and it was in California. I was like, what the hell is this?
So do you remember, I don't know if you know this, but you know the little red box, the movies where you can like go and rent?
Right. Right,
exactly. So like, I've never had any fraud on my account ever in my entire life. And the one day I remember I got an alert from my phone and it says suspicious fraud. And I said, oh, what's this? Somebody tried to charge $300. So I was like, oh, okay. So I called the bank and they're like, hey, are you in Oklahoma and trying to rent $300 worth of Redbox? I'm like, no. Why would somebody rent that many movies? Why would you steal my car to rent movies like that? Like, you could have just asked me. I would have rented a movie for you. I thought it was funny. Yeah, they blocked my card and added to an investigation. It was a long, drawn-out process. Good thing it was only $300 and it wasn't like $300,000 or something.
Yeah.
Not that I have it, but, you know, so it was lesson learned, change the card. So, yeah, super annoying. But that that did go through.
That's the whole thing. That's yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, that did go through. So, okay, so we made it past that hurdle. We are all set. The last thing is just we're going to do an interview with you guys. So we want to make sure we got, like, all the nuts and bolts to everything you guys do. We want to start your marketing. So it's a phone call. It takes 30 to 45 minutes. So
yeah,
do you guys
–
that would be Angelo. Yep.
Calling Angelo, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we'll call him specifically. And what is a good time for him? We have some time tomorrow, anywhere between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We're available.
Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to interview you for more information. When's a good time for them to call between 10 and 6 tomorrow?
10 and 6?
Yes.
10 o'clock?
Okay. Well, you could call at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Okay, so we'll make you guys our first appointment in the morning.
Yeah. Call his cell phone number, though.
All right,
he gave the cell phone number, right?
He actually did, yeah. Was it the 954-3340?
Right.
Yeah, let me save that really quick. So I have your cell, I have his cell, and then I have your work phone. So let me just make sure. Let's see, 10 a.m. Okay, and we'll be all set and ready to go. Okay, so we are good. Do you want me to send you my email address? I want to make sure you guys always have the ability to get in contact with me. All right, so I'll be like your point of contact. So, okay. Okay, I will text it. Yes, I'll text it to, I saved your number here. Yep, I have your phone number. So I'll send you a text message with my information on it. That way you have it. So, because I want you guys to know that, like, you know, even if you want to call me, ask me a question, shoot me an email is always better because I'm usually on the phone. But I want to make sure that you guys know that I'm not going anywhere, so.
Okay,
all right. No, no problem. Sorry about the hassle here. I can promise it gets better after this. So, you guys got any other questions or concerns for me?
No, Angelo says we're like family now.
Hey, you know, if you guys want to invite me over for dinner.
I don't talk to my family this long.
Hey, you know, I'm okay with dinner. I'm a food guy. So whenever you guys are cooking, invite me over. I'll be there. I'm like 2 hours away.
Oh, God,
so.
Don't say that to Angelo. He's an excellent cook.
Wow. Okay. Probably Italian food, I'm assuming.
Sicilian. Come on.
Sicilian. Oh, sorry. You guys trained me. It's Sicilian. You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, yes. Call him. Call him on his cell phone tomorrow.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure meeting and speaking with you guys.
Thank you.
This brightened my day up for sure. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. Take care.
You too. Bye.